Welcome to the Eurodam. I'm Paul Lasley.
And I'm Elizabeth Harriman. What an amazing ship. There is so much to see and do on board Holland America's Eurodam. We're going to take you around the ship and show you some of the great works of art. And we're going to tell you some of the stories behind the art and the artists. Now, if you think this is going to be one of those dull museum tours that requires a couple of hours of close attention, don't worry. On this tour, you don't even have to whisper. But we will give you a starting point to help you appreciate some of the art treasures on board.
Think of this cruise as a visit to a great estate that has some wonderful works of art. You might see a piece you really like on your way to dinner or a lounge. During your cruise, it's as though you can live with it and really begin to appreciate it.
First, a little background. Art has always been important to Holland America Line, and traditionally, all the line ships have been filled with notable art. Well, today, the collection ranks among the largest at sea, and it's worth many millions of dollars. As you'll see as we take you on the tour, the art includes many museum-quality antiques, as well as some contemporary art by world-famous artists, as well as some newcomers. Stein Kruse, president and CEO of Holland America Line, explains how important the art is to the line's heritage.
Since Holland America Line was founded back in 1873, our company has been known as a leader in bringing new and modern innovations to cruising. And I think you will find that we continue to carry on that fine tradition up to the present day. Eurodam reflects that, and it is a traditional ship, but it's at the same time a very contemporary look and feel to it, and has the most up-to-date amenities that we continue to provide all our guests so that they can sample this premium cruise experience that Holland America Line offers. And so with that in mind, we put together what we think is a stunning group of architects and designers, internationally renowned, and they came together to create Eurodam. We have Nancy Burfin from Seattle, who designed all our new stateroom look, very contemporary, very fresh. And Frans Dingemans, of course, our traditional architect from Holland, has worked with Bjørn Storbråten from Iron and Storbråten in Oslo, Norway, who have just put together some amazing designs and terrific art for all our public rooms. And also Luca D'Amico from Italy has brought a very sophisticated European flair to the Pinnacle Bar. So as you join Paul and Elizabeth on this very special tour of the Eurodam, you'll see the many works of art that are on display. And I think you will see that the insights you will gain about the art and the design on the Eurodam will make your cruise even more memorable and enjoyable. So, bon voyage.
Thanks, Stein. Well, as you heard, it took the combined talents of four of the best architects and designers in the world to create the interiors and select the art for the Eurodam. So let's begin our tour right here in the Explorations Cafe, powered by the New York Times.
Chapter 2, Deck 11, Panorama Deck, Explorations Cafe. And if you haven't noticed it already, there's a remarkable work of art right here in the middle of the room. It's by a sculptor named Rick Van Rijswijk. And what he does is, well, he likes to be thought-provoking. So he creates these shapes. It's really a head. It's ceramic. But then over the skin of the head, he puts all kinds of very interesting things. In this case, it's computer keys. I think it's rather interesting. Is it Linux? Is it Microsoft? Is it Apple? Or maybe all of those?
Now, before we leave this deck, let's check out some other works of art right here in the Crow's Nest. And throughout this art tour, remember, you can pause your iPod at any time. So as we're going from one deck to another, or even one part of a room to another, you can put the iPod on pause and wait till you catch up to the next work of art. Right now, we're going to go around the front of the ship. Towards the port side, there's a beautiful glass sculpture by Dutch artist Hanneke Fokkelman.
Now, this is interesting because she blows these glass bowls, but they weigh, upwards of 14, 15 pounds. And then what you see here weighs only about 8 pounds. All that glass she takes off through sandblasting and cutting and presses the glass and reheats it. And as a result, it takes on almost an inner fire. You'd swear this thing was actually lit from within. but it just glows softly right there, and it's really worth studying for a little bit. Now, over by the windows, you will see a work by Arman. Now, Arman was a very interesting sculptor, and he really created a whole movement in the 20th century. He's an important artist of the 20th century by slicing up things, and you'll see an example of that here. It's a set of chess people. Chess people, I guess?
Chess persons?
Chess persons, chess pieces. And they've been sliced and then reformed into this little grouping. Take a little bit of time, take a look at that. It's bronze, and it's well worth a few minutes of your time. And on the back wall, you'll see a great classic model of the Rheindam and the Maasdam. Actually, one model of the two sister ships. Now, this goes back to the 50s, and you could take cruises on them, and you'll see photographs of life aboard the ships then. It's quite different than cruising today.
Now you might want to put your iPod on pause, because we're going to leave the crow's nest, go out to the elevators or stairs, take the stairs or elevators two decks down to the Lido deck. We'll catch up with you there.
Chapter 3, Deck 9, Lido Deck, Greenhouse Spa.
Now you should be on the Lido deck. So head to the port side of the spa and walk aft. As you walk aft, the hydrotherapy pool should be on your left.
Can we stay here for just a little bit?
It looks very inviting, doesn't it? Well, that's kind of another work of art, but catch up with that another time. Okay, continue aft to the Lido pool. Ahead of you is a water sculpture at the end of the pool. Now, around that fountain is a frame, and on the frame is written the word water in languages from around the world. Now continue walking aft, past the Lido pool, and before you get to the Lido restaurant, you'll notice on either side of the ship a tall cylindrical sculpture.
And this is particularly interesting because these are rotating glass cylinders. They have the words and poetry and ideas of Katrin Maurer. She's a famous artist from Austria, and she's created these particular sculptures for the Eurodam. Take a moment, see what she's written. It's very interesting.
Before we go into the Lido restaurant and look at the art there, let's go up to the Tamarind restaurant. So either take the elevator or the stairs up two decks to deck 11. So put your iPod on pause and we'll see you at the top of the stairs.
Chapter 4, Deck 11, Observation Deck, Tamarind and Silk Den.
If you decide to dine sometime during your cruise in this elegant Asian restaurant, be sure to notice the art.
From the entrance, guarded by two lion dogs, you know this is an Asian tradition going back 1,200 years. You'll also find some wonderful carved wooden Buddhas covered in gold leaf. And then, of course, in the Tamarind Bar, that's the Silk Den, there's an amazing collection of antique pipes. Some of them are opium pipes dating back more than 100 years, and it's really something to look at the incredible workmanship and design that go into these. So the next time you're in the Tamarind, spend a little time and enjoy the art as well as the food.
Now let's take the elevator or the stairs back down two decks to the Lido deck, deck 9. We'll catch up with you there.
Chapter 5, Deck 9, Lido Deck, Canaletto.
Now you should be on the Lido Deck, Deck 9. Let's go into the Lido restaurant at the port side. That's the left side as you're facing forward on the ship. When you enter the Lido restaurant, well, this part of the Lido becomes an Italian restaurant at night called Canaletto. And there's some very interesting works of art.
For nearly 30 years, Brigitte Ahlen and Sirkka Lehtonen have been creating remarkable glassworks in a studio in the suburbs of Stockholm, Sweden. Now, Anna Cecilia Tiedemans, architect and art expert with Bjørn Storbotten in Oslo, told us that their major installations include several important buildings in Stockholm. Their glass constructions are really amazing, and you can see that here in Canaletto, because these are laminated glass panels, and what you see is real 24-karat gold and some remarkable designs. And they're all designed to, well, bring forth a spirit of Italy.
For the Italian alternative restaurant on the Eurodam, you're creating some panels that really work on your 30 years of experience with laminated glass, and they have these wonderful designs in them, and they're very evocative, and it seems to me that they allow people to use their imagination a bit.
We hope so. We hope to create some kind of Italian feeling, historical or today, or both, maybe, with pattern and color and space in glass.
Now, just a little farther on in the Lido, you'll see two display cases, one on each side of the ship. They're glass sculptures by Galia Amsel, and the sculptures in glass emphasize movement and rhythm and even tension, according to the artist. Now, one is in red, appropriately named Sirocco for the desert wind, and the other one, West Coast Surf 2, is appropriately in blue. Now, a little further aft in the Lido, there are two really remarkable sculptures. They're by Epi de Haan, and he's an internationally recognized sculptor who works in marble as well as bronze. And the ones here on the Eurodam are in bronze, but you can see how they really started out as marble sculptures.
One is a male figure, while the other is a female figure, one on either side of the ship. And we interviewed Epi de Haan in his studio in Pietrasanta near Pisa in Italy. Pietrasanta means holy stone. It's a town in Tuscany where Michelangelo went to get his marble. You can actually see the marble quarries in the distance at the tops of the mountains. What looks like snow is really white marble. And artists from all over the world still come to Pietrasanta to buy their marble and to work. For Epi de Haan, this is the finest center of marble work in Europe. Now, he also works in bronze, as you can see from these sculptures. But for Epi de Haan, whether it's marble or bronze, the sculptural process is the means that gives him the most expression. He began his career studying painting. Once he found a third dimension, he knew he had found his means of expression.
I work in marble and bronze. It's a variation of approaches I have. It's like walking through the marble yard, see a stone, and that already inspires me, and then I already see a form, it waits for me there, and you have to take off what you don't need, and then the piece comes alive.
And for de Haan, the viewer is an integral part of the artistic experience.
In a sense, they have to be created themselves, because mostly I work just with a fragment, and the fragments should inspire the audience to see the whole. But I hope that behind the surface, people will discover also basically the beauty within.
Now continue aft to the aft staircase. Take either the elevator or the stairs down to deck 3, the promenade deck. If you decide to take the stairs, you're in for a treat. Each of the staircases on Eurodam is a vertical art gallery with wonderful pieces on the stairwell landings. Here in the aft staircase is something really interesting. There are reproductions of some nearly priceless old prints. They were designed to help the 17th century mariners of the Dutch East India Company. When they were made, they were kept secret since the Dutch didn't want to reveal their trade routes to competitors. They were created by an artist named Johannes Wingboom, who never left his home in Holland. He interviewed captains and sailors and then made these very accurate prints from their logs and accounts. Architect Frans Dingemans included them because they evoke the images of the golden age of Dutch exploration. If you've cruised a lot, you might recognize some of the ports depicted. Take Acapulco, for instance, between decks 5 and 6. For someone who'd never seen it, Wingboom does a pretty good depiction of that circular bay. So pause your iPod, and whether you take the elevator or the stairs, we'll see you on deck 2.
Chapter 6, Deck 2, Lower Promenade Deck, Rembrandt Dining Room.
Now you should be on deck 2, the lower promenade deck. Head to the starboard side and turn right. Walk around the corner to the lower level entrance of the Rembrandt Dining Room. You'll see a display case with a beautiful 18th century Japanese chest, with all sorts of drawers and compartments. Paul, is it true that when they were restoring this chest, they found all sorts of secret compartments?
Well, in fact, they did. And actually, the number remains secret. They're probably still finding them. There are secret compartments behind most of those drawers, sometimes two. But the interesting thing is that you'd think, well, they found love letters or something like that, or secrets of state. It turns out they mostly found notes to carpenters.
Oh, well, it's still beautiful. Well, when you're dining in the Rembrandt dining room, be sure you check out the still lifes on the walls.
On deck two, they're by Charles Bell. They're luminous flowers, and you'll recognize his work from other Holland America ships. And on the upper level of the Rembrandt dining room, well, there's some more memorable still lifes.
They're by Jan van de Hoff, an internationally known artist who told us that, well, he feels a connection to the great Dutch masters in many ways.
And one of the reasons is that he happens to live on the Voorstraat, one of the oldest streets in the Dutch town of Dordrecht. Several painters lived nearby, and pupils of Rembrandt were born in Dordrecht. Vincent van Gogh worked in a bookshop on the Voorstraat. No wonder he feels a connection to great masters. But his use of light and color provide the viewer with unique insights into the subject matter, and he makes it his own.
Well, in the still lifes for the Eurodam, I wanted to focus on the splendor and radiance of the colors and shapes that emerge when the light is playing with these little fragile objects. Little and fragile, but at the same time, grand. The world of little creatures has its own grandness. I would like to open the eyes of the viewers for this little piece of nature so that they will be in awe about it and enjoy it.
Also, when you're dining here, be sure that sometime you exit on the upper level of the dining room.
You'll see another display case that is well worth spending some time because it's filled with treasures from shipwrecks around Indonesia, including one in the 18th century that had almost 60,000 pieces of Chinese porcelain on board. And you'll see some of them right there. You can see how they were found on the sea floor. Chapter 7, Deck 2, Lower Promenade Deck, Explorer's Lounge. Now, after you leave the lower Rembrandt dining room, or the main deck of the Rembrandt dining room on Deck 2, walk forward to the Explorer's, and there you'll see a celebration of yachting. It's a remarkable collection of some very detailed ship models from the late 19th and early 20th century, including Cornelius Vanderbilt's yacht, which was the flagship of the New York Yacht Club, and Mayflower, the presidential yacht. And then over on the right is a long, well, it's a speedboat, the Dixie II. And it has room for like maybe two people in this boat that looks like it must have been 100 feet long. It really isn't. And it's only 6 feet wide. We don't really know how fast it went, but it must have been some ride. This room reflects the ambience of a great mega yacht of today. Now continue on. You're on the starboard side of the ship. You're going forward. And the next room you'll come to is the Pinnacle Wine Bar. It's, well, you could find it in Milan today. It is an essence of great Italian modern design. Just imagine walking into this room, ordering a fine wine, savoring it. Everything about this room says modern Italy.
Chapter 8, Deck 2, Lower Promenade Deck, Atrium.
And of course, across from the Pinnacle Wine Bar is the Pinnacle Grill, one of the great alternative dining establishments here on the Eurodam. And certainly during your cruise, plan on dining here at least one night.
The murals that you can see inside the Pinnacle Grill are the creations of a father and son team, Peter and Sven Deroux. They're both artists who turned to computer-generated art several years ago in their studio in Leiden. That's the city in Holland where Rembrandt lived and worked for a time. What you see here are literally thousands of separate digital images included in a work which is an homage to the 17th century old Dutch masters. Many images come from famous paintings, and then they're recombined in ways that would be impossible to create without modern computer technology. It's not simple, as you can see, if you spend some time looking at the images. Sven de Roo explains.
Yes, yeah, there is a lot to see and explore in this work of art. And of course, the flowers and also many famous people from the 17th century you can see in it.
How long did it take, do you think, to research all of this total?
Well, approximately, I think, we did this work of art in about 4 or 5 months. And before that, we were already working on the subject of the 17th century, so maybe in total 1.5, 2 years.
Now, while you're in the atrium, take a moment to look up. You will see a remarkable sculpture created by the VFD design team and artist Elko Bostrup. Now, he's created a special resin that he uses to make a shimmering effect from the floral design that's up there. And the way he does that? Well, he uses mica and also mother of pearl.
We made out of resin a mother of pearl effect, which give the effects of a lot of white colors. And then we put on the light on it, so there are going to be a change of light, a change of moods.
It's a beautiful sculpture, don't you think? And it kind of glows from within with the changing lights.
Now, as you leave the atrium, on your left are two small display boxes, and in them are two exquisite prisoner of war models, handmade by prisoners in the 19th century on prison ships. And Roy von Bimsbergen explains the significance of these exquisite works of art.
Yeah, these little models they were made by prisoners that were either captured by the English, they were French prisoners, or the other way around, they were French prisoners caught in their own ships in France, and they were kept there in these in their ships where you had only 1.50 meters in height, so they couldn't even stand there. They were set there in the River Thames. Stayed there for years with bad food, bad situations, very bad conditions, and just they were bored, let's say that like that. They were bored like death, so they started making ship models, and there were bones and that sort of things. And the prisoners started making little ship models of these bones. They had no tools. They had only sometimes a nail or little pieces of metal to scratch the bones, and with these little pieces of tools they made beautiful little ship models. And because they had a lot of time, they had years of time to do these things, they made the most beautiful ship models, and they also used them sometimes to trade. So they trade them to the guards, and they gave them more food or some other, maybe a little bit of bread or something like that. So after a while they even became a sort of, yeah, what you say, money to buy things. And they're pretty, pretty nice. Very, very special.
Chapter 9, Deck 2, Lower Promenade Deck, Midship Staircase Lobby. Now, right after the models, turn left, and you will see, well, it's almost an art history lesson. The Night Watch, Rembrandt's magnificent masterpiece that hangs in the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam, is really familiar to almost everyone. Well, in front of you, you will see a small reproduction of the Night Watch. This is such a famous painting that almost everything in Holland has some relationship to the Night Watch, including this small silver box. Take a look at the detail through the lens there, and then compare that with the Night Watch. Now, this is where the fun begins. Walk over to the staircase, just a few steps to your right, look up, and you will see
the Night Watch 2 minutes later. And it's by Dutch artists Albert Manja and Jan Morris. At first, it looks kind of like Rembrandt's original, but then you see the slight changes in the figure's positions. Saskia Boom, an art expert with VFD Interiors, told us how this Night Watch 2 minutes later came to be. It all happened when the Rijksmuseum was being renovated.
The museum will be closed for several years, and they had to move the original night watch from one room to another room, and because this was of course a big operation, so they had to move the original work outside the museum and then back inside the museum, and they decided to practice with a white canvas, and this canvas was all over the news and in the media, and the artist saw this on the news and he thought, well, I have to get this canvas to make a new night watch 2 minutes later. So he did everything he could to get his hands on this canvas, and he succeeded, and now he made an artwork, the night watch, 2 minutes later. So that's a wonderful work in the mid-staircase.
Now, remember we told you that each of the staircases is a vertical art gallery? Well, this whole midship staircase is an homage to Rembrandt. So sometime during your cruise, explore this staircase. You'll find reproductions and prints of Rembrandt's self-portraits. For now, though, head back to the starboard side of the ship and continue forward. Past the Queen's Lounge and the Culinary Arts Center, you will find two small display cases on your right. We'll catch up with you there.
Chapter 10, Deck 2, Lower Promenade Deck, Culinary Arts Center.
These are the thoughtful and whimsical creations of Rodolfo Sanz. He's an artist who divides his time between Rotterdam and Buenos Aires. He's known for the quality of the tiny details in his work. On other Holland America ships, he has created elaborately decorated Nautilus shells and in a style reminiscent of the Renaissance masters. But I really like these two display cases.
I went to Buenos Aires the last time. I said, well, I have an opportunity to make something in Buenos Aires. Finally, I'm come back with material, with everything. I'm start to work. It was really difficult to have a big object, and you need to transform a big object. More in this kind of work, because, you know, it's a little details. Same object, but in the same times, difference.
Okay. What do you think it means, Paul, to have a cook, or I guess I should say chef, sitting all by himself in an empty theater?
Especially opposite the Culinary Arts Center. Well, I think there are many philosophical implications, and I'm not going to get into those. But I especially like the next one, which is a slice of the Big Apple. I haven't quite figured that one out precisely either, but that's the joy of looking at Rodolfo Sanz's work. There's always, well, more questions to ask. Now, across the hall, turn around, there is an amazing display case full of, well, curiosities. It's the kind of case that might have existed in a home 100 or 200 years ago, and it would be filled with the treasures brought back by, well, perhaps a sea captain or a world traveler. And as you can see, it's just a little bit of everything, from Venetian glass to ancient cutlery and even a couple of musical instruments. You know, when they were restoring this case, it took them almost a week to figure out how to open it. You'll notice over on the left, there's a door with a key in it. Well, the wood actually covers that key, and they couldn't figure out how to move it or even find the lock. Originally, it took them quite a while.
Roy von Bimsbergen is in charge of installing many of the works of art on the Eurodam, and especially these elaborate display cases. According to him, even the display cases have a story.
Absolutely. Yes, we use a lot of showcases to protect the artworks, but you can't have any air movement inside or temperature rise. So we use fiber optics inside to keep the temperature low. When we started, it was quite totally new, and we had a lot of people in our office to tell what was so special about the fiber optics. But after a while, it turned out that we knew more than they did, actually. And we started using it, and then now you see it anywhere. But I think we were one of the first to do it.
And of course, Roy reminds us that ships move, museums don't.
In fact, Roy told us that museums have actually come to Holland America to learn some of these techniques.
When you're ready to continue the tour, walk forward again and nip into the casino bar. It has a baseball theme with old photos of Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe and a replica of the World Series trophy.
What I particularly like are the chairs? Well, that they get inspiration from baseball gloves, maybe catcher's mitts, fielder's mitts.
Where else can you sit in a fielder's mitt?
Chapter 11, Deck 2, Lower Promenade Deck, Piano Bar.
Just ahead, inside the entrance to the piano bar, is a musical instrument you won't believe.
Yes, it actually works. And here's what it sounds like.
Would you like to tell us what that is?
It's a hornpipe.
When you exit the piano bar, continue forward to the main stage show lounge. Now, just inside the entrance on each side of the ship is a chandelier that spans 3 decks.
These are created by a famous Dutch artist, Hans van Bentham. Hans told us a little bit about how he did this.
In the city of Den Haag, in a former palace of the Queen, and I could execute 15 chandelier pieces. From then on, it started running. People saw it, it got noticed, it got some press. And so finally, I wound up for the cruise ship commission to do some 2 strings. And this is another very interesting challenge.
These works are made in a small village that specializes in crystal work in the Czech Republic. Just look at the thousands of pieces of cut crystal.
Chapter 12, Deck 2, Lower Promenade Deck, Main Stage Entrance, Portside.
Now, just outside of main stage on the port side is a grouping of 5 small figurines on pedestals. And really, they're Jan Schnuck's idea of a family. We'll let you decide just who is who in this family grouping. Jan Schnuck is a famous Dutch artist, and he has collections in most of the major museums in Europe.
He's more than 80 years young, and all of his works have a whimsical, joyous quality.
And just opposite these works by Jan Schnuck is the forward elevator lobby and, of course, the forward staircase. And here you'll find the 3rd in a group of vertical art galleries. Remember, we told you all the staircases on the Eurodam are really vertical art galleries. And in the forward staircase are the works of Captain Stephen J. Card.
Chapter 13, Deck 2, Lower Promenade Deck, Forward Staircase Lobby.
Captain Stephen J. Card is one of the world's leading marine painters, and Fritz Lumeyer of the Maritime Museum in Rotterdam has some perspective on this art.
But from the view of a curator, a museum's curator, it is the historical context, really. People nowadays can enjoy it, and they can see if they really look, and that you have to learn perhaps, what is the difference between real art quality or real ship models and remakes. Well, it is again a source of knowledge, and it gives you not only a picture but a feeling, and if you are really interested in understanding of what maritime life is. And now you see the historical paintings of Stephen Card. Beautifully done, precisely picturing the historical ships of the Holland-America line.
Now, each painting is meticulously detailed and accurate for its time. Card told us that each painting he does is like visiting an old friend. He grew up in the 60s in Bermuda, and he saw all the classic Holland America Line ships, as they called there. Prior to the Eurodam, all the paintings that Card has done for Holland America are collected in the book Holland America Line, The Spotless Fleet. Well, you can study the paintings in this staircase at your leisure, but for now, take the elevator or the stairs up to Deck 7. There's a special painting on the landing between Deck 7 and 8. We'll catch up with you there.
Chapter 14, Deck 7, Rotterdam Deck, Forward Staircase Lobby.
Do you ever wonder how an artist gets started?
Well, I've always painted. As a young boy, I painted various pictures. But when I was 17, I went away to sea. And I worked at sea for 13 years, rising through the ranks and eventually became captain on cargo ships. And I came back to Bermuda in 1984 and worked for a couple of years as harbor master. And then after that, I was not a very good civil servant, shall we say. And I decided to go back to sea. And while waiting for a job, I took up painting again. And then I sold a couple of paintings and decided to take up a full-time career as an artist.
Well, that's how an artist began his career. But what about a sea captain? Well, remember we told you there are stories in the art on board the Eurodam? Well, here's a story about the painting of the new Eurodam. It has a ferry and a pilot boat in it. This story begins when Card met the first master of the Eurodam, Joran van Danseler, and Captain van Danseler told us his part of the story. It began with a family vacation on that very ferry in the painting, which brought him to his career at sea.
I was just a guest crossing. This was in 82. I was, how old was I in 82? 18 or so.
And you fell in love with the ship?
Yeah, I did. I was standing there and underneath the bridge, and this was early in the morning. For arrival at Gothenburg, and I was the only one out on deck, so the officer on duty there, the first officer, knocked on the window and waved me, "Hey, you want to come up? You want to see?" And yeah, that's how it happened. He explained all the dials and gauges on the bridge, and then of course we had to leave. We had to go to our the ship dock, to our vacation destination. I've always carried that with me, that memory, and really, I wanted to become an airline pilot, but I changed my plans, and because of this experience, I went to nautical college a year later. And then throughout the years, I revisited the ship.
Captain Card continues the story, and he also reveals just how much work goes into these paintings.
He explained that he'd done a North Sea trip on the Tor Scandinavia, one of the big DFDS ferries, and was there any way I could put the ship in the background? So I said, sure, without really thinking about what I was going to do. So I planned to show Eurodam actually in the new waterway passing Euromas Tower as she comes up to the berth. But then when I meant to start the painting, I then couldn't figure out how I was going to show this ferry in the background. So eventually I said, well, let me show the Eurodam off the mast center buoy, which is the pilotage area for Rotterdam, and I can show the ferry in the distance. And then I did some research and I spoke to a friend of mine who's a pilot in Rotterdam, and he said, oh, don't paint that thing. Paint our old pilot boat, the Markab. So I ended up doing the Markab in the painting with mast center buoy and this DFDS ferry in the background. And then Captain Donslar turns around and tells me that he had connections with the pilot boat as well. So I've got three of his ships in the painting.
Now, either take this scenic staircase or the elevator back up to the crow's nest and back to our starting point, the Explorations Cafe. That's where you can return your iPod, because sadly, we've come to the end of the art tour. But your art experience with Holland America doesn't have to end here. You can download podcasts of art tours on other Holland America ships from the website at hollandamerica.com. And continue your art experience aboard Eurodam. You're sure to discover more art as you continue your cruise.
Now, we do have some homework for you. Well, don't worry, it will be fun and easy. So if you want to continue exploring during your cruise, here are some things to look for. A collection of fantasy ship models and a work of art that's actually done in the style of the old Delft tiles. It's really amazing. You'll find it great fun to go exploring here on the Eurodam. And we've really enjoyed spending this time with you and enjoying the art on the Eurodam. I'm Paul Lasley.
And I'm Elizabeth Harriman. Have a wonderful cruise.